Around 1880, Arctic hunters shot a whale with a harpoon, but the Titan retreated into the frigid Alaskan waters, eluding hungry pursuers. But humans would get another chance at that whale. It would just take a few generations to reach it. The bowhead whale understands that taking it easy in a chill world is the key to long life, death, and taxonomy. Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy, your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos.
Thank you to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And thank you to Johanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ltaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on. If you'd like to donate, just visit patreon.com/ldtaxonomy or click on donate on our website.
And today we're talking about a whale that's here today and here tomorrow. More on that later.
And the next day. Mm-hmm. It's been here.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
So sad. Yeah, we're talking about the bowhead whale. When I first wrote this down, I typed in blowhead whale because
I read this bowhead. Hmm. The ship.
Yeah, that's probably more likely to be correct. Given some facts, I'm gonna spew in a little bit, but I mean, I could see that maybe you say that its head is shaped like a bow. But bow is probably better. We'll call it the bowhead whale. It's also known as the Arctic whale, the polar whale, the Greenland white right whale, and steepletop.
That sounds like a campaign nickname from the 1800s.
Yes, it does. It's like, okay, we're the two candidates for the 1835 election are, you know, Andrew Jackson, Old Hickory, and the bowhead whale, Steepletop. Old Steepletop. Because of his performance during the Battle of the War of 1812. He climbed up a church and cut off the top of a steeple and stabbed Indians with it. We're going to call it here the Geezer of Greenland, the Boomer of Baffin Bay. That's all I've got.
That's pretty good.
Let's taxonomize this.
Okay.
Let's get all serious now and taxonomize this. It's in a kingdom you know, live, and are in. That's Animalia. The phylum is Chordata. The subphylum, Vertebrata. We're doing a subphylum. The class is Mammalia. The order is Cetariodactyla. That sounds fun. Cetariodactyla. The suborder is Cetacea. Or Cetacea, I guess. It's a cetacean. Whales and dolphins and porpoises. The family is Balaenidae. Balaenidae. That's whales. The genus is Balaena. And the species is Mysticetus. So Balaena Mysticetus. And so that brings us to the listener's favorite part of the show and mine. Nitty gritty nomenclature. The part of the show where I ask you, Joe, a question, and that is, what is the English translation for the binomial nomenclature, which in this case is Balaena mysticetus? What does that mean? Does that mean A, mystic whale, B, bearded whale, C, foggy whale, or D, steepled whale?
Old Steepletop. There's a trick in here. Let's do the steeple one. Final answer.
That is incorrect, although it's the one that I wanted to be true the most. The answer is bearded whale. Or mustachioed whale.
Interesting.
Beard or mustache. Potential mistranslation from ancient Greek texts, but the general consensus is that it means bearded, whiskered, or mustachioed. Because when it opens its mouth, it's got these, those big baleen... it's got the baleen in its mouth, and that makes it look like it has a big mustache, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah, bearded whale. Would you like to know what it looks like?
I sure would.
It's a whale. It's a big whale. It's like a massive, stocky submarine. It's huge. It's dark gray. Has black spots. It has smooth, rubbery skin. White patches on the chin and tail. It has the largest mouth of any animal. Did you know this? It's not the largest animal in the world. It's not the largest vertebrate in the world, like the blue whale. But this has a larger mouth than the blue whale. And if you ever look at a picture of this guy, I mean, he is mostly mouth. That it has a curved jawline that can extend as much as 13 feet. It's a 13-foot mouth. And it's a big frown. It's the world's biggest frown. It's this huge down-sloping curve of the lips. So it's just... It's a harumph that can be heard ocean-wide. A harumph-back whale. It does have that kind of humpback-like profile, though. So if you're thinking of a humpback whale, you're not too far off. It doesn't have a dorsal fin, so it's got kind of a sleeker profile, but it's pretty chunky. He's got a thick 20-inch blubber layer, so that's why it's all rubbery on the outside. And it's got this great big triangular skull that can break through Arctic ice. It's like it's Snowpiercer.
That's well, now I'm even more convinced it's Bowhead.
Right. So, but based off of that, that's why I was just like, okay, it makes sense that it's Bowhead, because if you're picturing like the bow of a ship cracking through ice, then you have a pretty good idea. So he's an icebreaker. He's the one you bring into orientation at college.
Yeah.
You'll sit around in a circle with people you'll never see again. And you play two truths and a lie. All right, let's talk. So like I said, it is really big. It's not the biggest whale. But it's one of the largest animals in the world. So how large is it, Joe?
Great question. Welcome to the Beloved Measure Up segment, the official listeners part of the show. The part of the show when we present the animal size and dimensions in relatable terms through a quiz that's fun for pretty much everyone. It's also a part of the show that's introduced by you when you send an audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. We don't have any measure up intro this week, but that means we get to hear from an animal. And Carlos has to guess what it is. Without further ado, the listener's favorite part, or the listener's part of the show.
Call the exterminator. Eckert? Eckert back!
What is happening? No idea. No idea.
That's the sand whale from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I don't think I've ever seen that episode.
I've never seen this episode. But I haven't seen most of the episodes. I only remember the, like, Egyptian guy.
Yeah, there's only a few that I remember watching. But I guess I can't really think of a whole lot of talking whales. I thought you were going to do, I think, what, Bubby from The Misadventures of Flapjack, but...
We have a... Do you know what a Theragun is?
It's like, something I would use in Mass Effect.
It's like a thing that like punches your back or your muscles and like loosens up your muscles. It's like a...
Oh, yeah.
It's like a gun-shaped thing that like has a thing at the end that just punches, essentially.
Yeah, I got one of those for my father-in-law.
Johanna's shoulder has been hurting, so I've been doing it to her back. And she sounds like when she's talking, she sounds like when they are talking underwater and saying "monstro" in Pinocchio.
Oh.
So I always tell her to say "monstro" when I'm doing that.
Well, I was like, okay, fine, I'll massage your back, but you have to promise me one thing.
You have to say some lines from Pinocchio.
You're gonna have to say "monstro." In fact, you need to say all of the lines, underwater lines from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Well, I do the. I'll drum on the kids' backs, and they'll like just make a noise so that it makes that same kind of underwater sound. So. Monstro doesn't have any lines in that movie, so. Taking away jobs from whale voice actors.
That's despicable.
Yeah, it should have been Mel Blanc.
He's a whale.
He was.
He was.
All right.
They have a length of adults are about, males are 56, can be up to 56 feet. Females are slightly larger. 59 feet. That was a twist.
Hmm.
Calves are 16 feet at birth. Pretty big.
That is pretty big.
So how does this compare? Which one of these is correct? 8 Nansen skis go into the length of a bowhead whale. 2 bowhead whales go into the length of the SS Roosevelt's main mast. Or C, I don't think I've been saying the letters, but C, 3 Inuit umiaks go into the length of a bowhead whale.
What's an umiak?
Great question. I'm guessing it's a boat.
Guessing it's a boat. You don't know what it is.
It's a traditional Inuit skin boat used for whaling in the Arctic.
And that sounds like something that you would ride in like Silent Hill. Like, oh, I'm in a boat and it's made out of skin.
Fridtjof Nansen's wooden skis were used during the 1893 to 1896 Fram expedition to the Arctic.
I mean, an expedition to the Arctic. What exactly are you looking for? And how long do you explore the Arctic before you realize it's not there and you're never going to find it? That's not an explorer's job I would love to have. I'm going to go with the skin boats because it's painting a visual picture that I can't get out of my head.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The correct answer is 8 Nansen skis going to the length of the bowhead whale. Let's talk about their weight. Their adults are about 100 metric tons or 220,000 pounds. And they can exceed 100 tons. 100 regular tons?
Is it tons with an NES at the end?
No, regular ton. Calves are approximately 1 metric ton at birth. 2,000 pounds.
16 feet long and 2,200 pounds.
Yep. So, how many of... What's the comparison here? Which one of these is correct? 3,000 Amundsen's sleds go into the weight of a bowhead whale. 55 HMS Terror's anchors go into the weight of a bowhead whale. Or 150 polar bears go into the weight of a bowhead whale.
The HMS Terror only appears when you chant Davy Jones's name 3 times and turn around in a circle. So I don't believe in it. Polar bears, final answer.
The correct answer is 55 HMS Terror's anchors.
Wow.
The HMS Terror was part of Franklin's 1845 Arctic expedition to find, this is one of the ones to find the Northwest Passage that went missing.
Yeah, that I was going to say, did something bad happen to it? Because you got to really like work on the names.
It was a ship during the War of the 1812. That,
okay, I see.
I think this might have been the one that got captured and then returned to the UK as a gift. That might be really what happened. I do not quote me on it. Look that up. That whole expedition is interesting to read about.
I would call my ship the HMS We Found It and hope that was a good omen.
Rolled Amundsen's wooden sled used during the 1903 to 1906 Goya Northwest Passage Expedition weighed about 100 pounds.
And now Goya makes beans.
Yeah, spelled with a random J. All I know is for just one time, right, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea.
Are those song lyrics?
Those are song lyrics. You would like this song. Northwest Passage by Stan Rogers. It's basically sea shanty, essentially.
I do have a soft spot for a good sea shanty, that's for sure. I mean, it's all basically just Irish music, so I already like it. Okay. Ready for some fast facts before we get to the major fact?
Yes.
All right, the bowhead whale is found in the Arctic and subarctic waters, primarily in the Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort Seas, with some in the Greenland and Canadian waters. If it's not apparent already, it prefers cold, icy waters near pack ice, where it can literally chill year-round. It filter feeds on tiny copepods and krill, eating up to 2 tons of food every day through those baleen plates. It is incredible that those enormous animals where they're young, their infants born, as soon as they're born, are bigger than almost every animal on Earth, or every terrestrial animal. They just eat the tiniest stuff. You would think that they would eat sharks or something, but nope. So, breeding peaks late in the spring, and males will sing these complex, eerie underwater songs to woo females. I'm imagining something from Dream Theater or Tool or something, eerie and complex and long. They produce these low-frequency moans and grunts that can travel 4 miles underwater. They are often solitary, but they do come together in small groups and can form loose pods of up to 14 whales while they are migrating. And they are so big that they don't really have to deal with many predators, but just like the other gentle giants of the deep, like the humpback whales and right whales, orcas are the worst. Orcas are cruel, bully predators that like to have fun with their food. So full-grown bowhead whales don't have too much to worry about, even from a pack of orcas, but obviously the young are at risk.
It seems fun to be an orca.
Yeah, you have nothing to worry about. As long as Cthulhu isn't sleeping in the deep, you're good. That's the apex predator of apex predators. I guess it's like being a python. Or I guess being a human. It's like being a human. Which is the other massive threat to bowhead whales. In fact, they were almost hunted to extinction.
And orcas, if you think about it.
Orcas also were almost hunted to extinction. But just these giant whales just offer so many more resources. You take down one of these things and your whole, village and none of it is good for a long time. So I'm going to, like I said, they can use their massive heads to break through the ice, ice up to 2 feet thick. And they'll do this to create breathing holes in the pack ice. So they'll just ram the ice, and they will, use their blowhole to take a breath, sometimes spouting water as much as 20 feet into the air. And then, continue on their voyage. And I will leave it at that.
Okie dokie. Ready for the major fact?
I am.
All right. Well, sometime before 1890, a bowhead whale was minding its own business in Arctic waters when it was struck in the neck by a harpoon from native Alaskan hunters. Despite the wound, the hardy cetacean survived and escaped. Around 115 years later, in May 2007, another bowhead whale hunt was successful. When the hunters were addressing their kill, they found that it had a metal harpoon piece embedded in its neck. It was the same whale. 115 years later, a tale of two hunts. Scientists studied other bowhead whales after this discovery that they decided to start looking into this. They studied other bowhead whales captured between 1978 and 1996. Could not have been after, unless it was just looking at the research. They estimated one whale to be 211 years old, with others ranging from 135 to 172 years.
Did you talk about the fact the harpoon was a bomb lance?
That was like a, I guess it didn't explode, or if it did, it didn't do much damage.
It's just shooting a torpedo into a whale
that explodes. Hawkeye style.
Yeah, and then it just hung out with this bomb and its blubber bomb for another 115 years. That's crazy.
Imagine like having a splinter for 15 years.
It would be a thorn in my side that I would pray to have removed from me. But grace is sufficient and all that jazz.
So these studies reveal that bowheads have a much longer lifespan than previously thought. Genetic analysis by, I wonder if it's called Cicero, but it's C-S-I-R-O, which is an Australian science agency, further estimated their maximum Natural lifespan could be up to 268 years old. So why do they live so long? There's several contributing factors. One is a low metabolic rate. They have a slow metabolism and reduces their cellular damage over time. The other is a cold environment, which living in the Arctic will give you, which you're basically in a freezer. You're more like a refrigerator. Your aging process is slow in lower temperature. Research indicates bowheads have unique genetic traits such as enhanced DNA repair mechanisms to resistance to oxidative stress, which helps mitigate age-related diseases like cancer. Large body, their huge body also helps. A massive size, 100 tons, reduces predation risk, allowing them to survive longer. So if they can live longer, they're not likely to get killed by anything unnaturally. So they remain relatively reproductive. They're active into their old age, with females giving birth past 100, like Sarah and Abraham. This suggests they're
covenant cetaceans.
They experience minimal senescence, which is biological aging that affects reproductive ability, which is a rare trait among mammals. It's like a reptilian thing, a fish thing. Mammals usually have windows of opportunity. So what's the evidence? The one is the, you know, Inuit hunters found old harpoon tips in harvested whales, more than one. This was in the 1990s. Some of them from the 1800s, indicating the whales were already mature when they were hit by the harpoons. And then the 2007 study used aspartic acid racemization in the eye lenses to estimate ages. I'm sure every one of those words was wrong, except for maybe acid.
Islands is sounds like. Did you just turn into Smeagol?
Eye lens.
In the islands is.
No, in the eyeball lenses.
Eye lens. Oh. I thought it was in the islands, like a.
No.
Okay, there you go.
Confirmed that this eye lens test confirmed lifespans exceeding 150 to 200 years. And then genomic studies identify genes linked to longevity, such as those for DNA repair and tumor suppression. Apparently, indigenous Arctic communities like the Inuit have long known bowheads could live a long time, with oral traditions describing whales living across multiple human generations. So, like, to consider that version of Moby Dick. This thing bit off my grandfather's leg, so.
No, this thing bit off his grandfather's leg.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's of 200 years. That's quite a few human generations.
Unless you're Zachary Taylor.
What?
Zachary Taylor had there.
Did he live for 200?
Had years? A grandson that died this year.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, that's, you may remember if you've been listening for a really long time that this is very similar to the Greenland shark, which is a large marine animal that lives for a long time in Arctic waters.
But this is a mammal.
This is a mammal, yeah.
Is this the longest lived mammal?
I believe so. So the
yep.
Yeah.
It's the bowhead whale.
Bowhead.
I keep saying bowhead.
So if you there's a link between having the largest mouth and living the longest. The bigger your mouth, the longer you live.
I think it's more the colder you are, the longer you live. I wonder if the Inuit that lived alongside this guy also lived longer than
but they others. They had means to keep themselves warm. So they're
so
not
the whale.
I guess you're right, yeah. Blubber. But they're not like fire warm.
Fire is what's killing us. We could be living for hundreds of years, but we keep using fire.
Yeah.
That's our big weakness.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, I guess, wait. No. I was going to say something dumb. Like they're both the Inuit and me and you and the whale have a steady body temperature. What's the whale's core body temperature?
We're all mammals. I have no idea what the core body temperature is of anything other than humans.
92 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's not that far off.
No.
It's a far off enough to be deadly to a human, though. You definitely True. Don't want that to be your internal temperature.
So they do run a little colder. And I'm sure they're, but I'm sure they're very warm in the middle. The opposite of a hot pocket.
Just cold. Cold pockets of blubber. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I always like these longevity ones. It's less impressive when it's like a nematode or something.
Right. Something that doesn't experience anything.
Yeah, like the Eratops' jellyfish or whatever, that can sense light, and that's about it. It's much more interesting when it's, especially a mammal. Like, this is probably the most intelligent, long-lived thing.
This thing could have remembered. this whale could have remembered the time he got the javelin. Over 100 years ago.
Well, at this point, like 140 years ago. 130 years ago.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, yeah, I guess he died it. And that's how they found out.
But wouldn't that make you feel terrible? To kill something old, that old?
Yeah, I guess. I'd rather kill... Do I want to kill something young? Is that better?
I guess it's all about the potential life. So if this thing... This thing could have had another 100 years.
It must be really boring, right? I mean, especially if you are, if you're as, I don't know how much whales think, but if it's anything like dolphins, they probably think more than the average animal, and it's just nothing but ice and open ocean. For 200 years?
I don't know that baleen whales have as much... I don't know, actually. I have no idea. Are baleen whales as smart as dolphins?
I mean, if you're probably... They're probably smarter than, like, a tortoise. Or
True.
Other things that live for a long time. Or the Greenland shark. So, it's... I mean, if you were like a bear, at least like things can happen. You're looking at different. You can go to different parts of the world or whatever, and go maybe hibernate in a different cave, go fishing in a different river. But it's like here, it's just ocean, just nothing but ocean and ice. And you're just, I guess your whole day is finding 2 tons of krill every single day.
It's probably, it's probably nice to get a good, like, krill cloud going.
Just have a full-time job. If you don't have a job, finding a job is your full-time job. And this guy's job is to find enough krill to fill his stomach, which is probably easier said than done, even when you're that big.
Also, are they gregarious? Because orcas probably have fun chasing each other and stuff like that, even in the Arctic where it's just blue and icy.
Yeah, but if you see orcas chasing each other, you better hightail it out of there if you're a whale. Hightail, yeah. All right. Getting into pun zone, so let's wrap this up. You got anything else?
That's all I got.
All right. So for you out there in podcast, yeah, that was the bowhead whale. Chill out in chill waters. Sing a complex and eerie song, likely from Dream Theater's Six Degrees of Inner Turbulence era, and don't let a Gilded Age javelin bomb stop you from living another 115 years like the bowhead whale here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Hey, Taxonomy Titans, I just want to remind you that we have a Patreon that you can find by going to ldtaxonomy.com/donate. All of our episodes are uploaded there. Sign up for free to engage with us, leave episode suggestions, or chat with other animal enthusiasts. If you find it in your heart to donate, it will help us cover some costs and continue to make the show. Plus, we'll thank you every week. Most importantly, thank you all for listening.
My favorite in the world podcast.
One time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea.